No real update on Chris Cooper. Much the same as yesterday's. No fracture involved. There'll be some rehab, and obviously we'll update you on Wednesday.
What happened to Tammy?
He's had a hip bruise. I think he got his funny bone hit. Made his elbow feel kind of funny. But he did go back in. He'll be fine. Same thing. Had a knee bruise, but he'll be fine as well. Nothing serious, other than I mentioned Chris Cooper.
When he gets hit like that though, with a repaired Achilles, are you at least worried when you see him go down and he's hit in the lower part of his foot?
I get worried when any of them go down. It's unfortunately part of the game, but we try to minimize it as much as possible. And knock on wood, we got out of that one decent.
Obviously, never want to see any guy hurt, but when
it's
Cooper, is there any extra emotion just
for what he's going to do? Yeah, I think, Coop's such a great guy. I mean, he's well liked by his teammates who voted him captain. He's had a bad string of some luck here lately, but, it was good to see us not as serious as the other injuries he's had this season. I missed the first part.
What's led him? What's enabled him to be on this run?
Well, I think it just starts, with practice and preparation. And I think, Eric's a younger player that's, just getting better every week. A lot of it is his mindset, how he goes about his business in practice. And, that carries over into games. I think the fact that, he's playing with a 15-year veteran at quarterback, I can't emphasize enough what that means to all those guys. That's all also very helpful.
Third down defense. For a while there, you were not very good at it. And now here the last few games, you're one of the best at it in the league.
Well, I think, that's one of the goals in this thing is trying to get better every week. And, a lot of it sometimes it's who you're playing. And we've played some pretty good teams offensively that were good on third down and particularly early. It's not an excuse. It's just a reality. And, we're learning a new defense. We've had a few new faces in there on defense throughout the first half of the season. And, I think, the fact that we have improved is a tribute to those guys in that locker room.
When you had a little rough patch there, Peyton threw the two interceptions. As a coach, when you're dealing with a guy like that who's so experienced and has done this, do you actually have to say anything to him, or do you just trust that?
I'm not afraid to talk to any of them, but you communicate throughout the game. We have a whole staff of coaches that communicate, and I think if you haven't thrown an interception as an NFL quarterback, you haven't played. Those are some things that have you try to cut them down and do the next best thing. But the reality is do you make enough plays to help your team win? And he did.
You've told us many times about your next man up philosophy, but mm-hmm. Chris Harris and Tony Carter seem to take that to another level. Can you just talk about what's making them so effective?
Well, I think, you got to feel good about, the 53 men you pick. You bring in 90-plus guys, and you go through training camp, you go through off-season conditioning, you go through all of that, getting to know them, what buttons, perfect maybe some of their technique, teach them your system. And then you cut down to 53, and you have to go into it with the idea that, one of those guys could be your starter. And I think it stems all the way back to there when you pick your 53-man roster, and you got to feel good about them, playing on Sundays. And, I think in those guys' case, we did, and they've played pretty well to this point.
With the way that the Panthers run that quarterback option, do you see any similarities to what you guys did last year?
A lot of similarities, yeah. And, those are things that will help us in our preparation. And, they've got some gifted players on offense. I mean, I know that team pretty well. There are some new players there, but, they've got some talented guys for sure, and they can be explosive. So that'll be a tough test for us.
What's that going to be like for you personally, going back to a place that obviously means a lot to you, to spend so much time there?
Well, I mean, I have a lot of great relationships there. You know, it was the place that gave me my first opportunity as a head coach, so I'll always be indebted for that. You know, I still own a home there. You know, some of my sons live that way. So, you know, it'll be good to be back, but it's, you know, again, the NFL, and this game's only fun when you win.
So when the Bengals line up in a legal formation right before the half and the refs don't call it, is it karma that pushes that ball wide in the field goal?
Well, I don't know. That probably wasn't the word I picked, but...
what did you think of that series of plays?
You know, again, there's things that happen. It's a fast-moving game. We all make mistakes. You know, it was obviously a good thing that they didn't capitalize on the 3 points, but I really can't comment too in-depth on that other than, you know, we'll have our communications with the league office.
When Shanahan was here, he made it pretty clear every time his team played the Raiders, it was not just another game. Now that you're facing the Panthers, is it just another game, or is it a little bit more for you?
Yeah, I can't speak so much to, you know, the history you brought up, but, you know, it's the most important game because it's the next one. And, you know, you don't get but 16 of these opportunities. And right now we're 5-3. The only guarantee we have is 5-11. So, you know, it'll be just like any week. And from the standpoint, it's, you know, the Denver Broncos versus the Carolina Panthers at their place. And that's the only real thing I know. And how well we prepare will, I think, determine some of that outcome.
You're just sticking with that whole week.
Yeah, so I'll just, if you can just put that in a quote, then you'll hear it many times.
Peyton passed Dan Marino yesterday for most comebacks all time for a quarterback. You've seen a lot of these guys over your career. What makes Peyton different or special, the way that he's able to lead those comebacks compared to maybe some of the, you know, Marino, Elway, Favre's?
You know, they're all great, and you get asked as a coach a lot of times to compare great players of the past, present, you know, young, middle. You know, I can say, you know, speaking for Peyton, unfortunately I've been on the other side of it too many times. You know, but he's got a great command of the game. You know, I think he thrives on it. I think most competitors do. You know, they want the ball in their hands, and you know, I think, you know, all those guys you mentioned had that gift, and that's why where their standing is in this league. You know, you're talking about Hall of Fame players.
When you face them, did you ever think that there was too little time for him to get something done?
No, you know, you never think that. You know, coming from the defensive side, you know, I've seen too much to feel like it's comfortable. So it's I don't ever think of like that anyways. But in his case, you know, every time he goes out there, he's got a chance to do something special. And, you know, throughout his career, he's done a lot of good.
Last year you talked about how Bond had, you know, this great rookie year, but that there was so much room for growth. What have you seen in his second year as far as rounding out his game?
Well, I think he's becoming more of a complete player. You know, I think that's, you know, a lot of some guys don't, you know, work on their weaknesses. They just kind of, you know, roll around and on their strengths. And I think in his case, you know, he's worked on some of the things he didn't do as much in college, and that is, you know, mostly coverage and, you know, how he fits into the coverage scheme. He's obviously got a lot of great abilities to rush the passer. You know, I think that was evident a year ago, and I think it's evident again this season. But, you know, he's a really terrific young guy that's not afraid to work hard.
You've coached a lot of defenses. I'm sure all of them had segments of a season where you tore it up. But the good ones do it for the long haul. What is the key for a defense and maintaining over the whole?
I think part of it is being healthy, you know, or staying healthy. You know, that's probably true in any phase of the game. You know, the next thing is the mindset to get better every day. You know, I think you're always tweaking, adjusting your scheme. You know, sometimes it might be player related, you know, changing in players and whatnot. But all in all, I think it's just that mindset to improve every week. You know, there's been a lot of rough starts in this league, and you know, it's not where you start the race, it's where you finish, and that could be as a team, a defense, an offense, you know, even special teams.
Did DJ back home help Tracy Porter get back on the mat?
You know, I've not seen Tracy yet. You guys will probably see him before I have, but, you know, we'll update all that come Wednesday, and we'll see.
Just because of where you picked, you guys looked at Newton a lot last year. Mm-hmm. What did you think of him coming out, and what do you think of him?
Well, I mean, he's a terrific talent. I mean, he's big, strong, fast, you know, he's got a very strong arm. You know, I think that was indicative of the kind of rookie season he had a year ago.
John, besides the tremendous speed Holiday has, was there anything else when he became available that it was just an obvious play for you guys to pick him up?
Well, it's an area that, you know, we lost Eddie Royal. That was, you know, kind of our guy a year ago, and it never really materialized, whether it be through free agency or in the draft, that we were able to get, you know, a specific guy. And so when he came available, I think our personnel department did a great job in putting in a claim, and we were fortunate enough to get him. And I think he'll just continue to get better as we move forward, whether it's punts or kicks.
Every coach has a different philosophy on injuries. Some believe you can't lose your job because of an injury. Others believe, hey, I'm going to play the hot hand. What is your philosophy?
I mean, just play the best guy. And, you know, I think each situation is different, and where your team is, you know, where the replacement is, all that stuff comes into play. I don't think you can etch it in stone because you're dealing with people.
John, your sack numbers have gone way down for the last five, no sacks. Is that a product of pass protection all the way around, not just the line, but all 11 guys?
Yeah, I think it's everything. You know, it's, you know, guys in film study, understanding maybe what's happening before it happens. You know, I think with all the microphones we get to wear these days, I think you can hear, you know, even the basic fan can hear a lot of communication at the line. So there's a lot of redirecting and adjusting before the snap. You know, and that's entails everybody, the backs, the tight ends potentially, obviously all five of the offensive linemen, you know, the quarterback, he might be orchestrating it all. So everybody's involved, and, you know, getting in the right protection for the particular defense.
Thank you.